This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a major shift in the way that medicine is marketed, GlaxoSmithKline said today it will no longer link the pay of its sales force to how many prescriptions doctors write, nor will the big pharmaceutical company pay doctors anymore to speak on the company's behalf. Drug companies have been under pressure for these practices for years. Today, the German parliament confirmed arguably the most powerful leader in Europe for a new term. Chancellor Angela Merkel has also opted to keep her stern finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, in place with global implications. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Berlin. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So polls show Chancellor Merkel has a very high popularity rating as she enters this new term. How did she pull this off? A year ago, with Europe a mess, people were not so fond of her.
They call her Mutti, the mother of the nation, and that's the way Germans feel about her. There's not much dissent here. And the measure of that approval was her large election victory, which means now she's been formally redeclared as chancellor over this new coalition government. She will be the top dog. She's the one in charge. Nobody doubts that.
So what does all this political capital that she's accumulated mean for the economy of Germany, therefore the economy of the rest of Europe?
It means keep on going the way Germany was going. The most significant change in the cabinet is the no change one, and that is the fact that Wolfgang Schäuble, her finance minister in the old government, remains her finance minister in the new government. And when Americans around President Obama and in the Treasury Department look at Germany and wag their fingers and say, why is it accumulating all that money from its exports but not spending anything to get the economy going? Schäuble's the man they're probably thinking about. So there's not going to be any great reflation of the German economy to get the European economy up to speed. The balanced budget rule will remain.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Thank you.
You're very welcome.